Arkansas is headed full speed toward an online health insurance marketplace to serve as many as 500,000 citizens. Last week, there was an important next step in the process that's part of the Affordable Care Act and the state's adoption of the private option. Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, sat down with Jay Bradford, Arkansas's insurance commissioner. Here's more.
The health insurance marketplace, the HIM, as some people refer to it, at least in an acronym, headed for launch later this year. This week you had five insurance companies express interest in letters of intent to participate in the exchange. Are you satisfied with that number?
Well, we were hoping to have multiple companies to come in. It's certainly the best interest of the consumer in the state of Arkansas. The more players we have in the state, the more competitive they'll be, the more choices Arkansans will have. So yes, five, and there's possibility we may have a couple of others, we don't know, that will come in.
So how do others come in after this deadline, and what kind of communications do they give you to express?
There is another system that is in play on the Affordable Care Act, and that's the Office of Personnel, Federal Office of Personnel. The federal employees have always have a menu of companies that they can choose. Of multiple companies that they can choose for their insurance. They've had an exchange for years and years and years, so it's not quite as new as people think. So some of those companies, through the office, Federal Office of Personnel, can come in to the state of Arkansas, and we've been told there may be two more. That National Blue Cross that we're listing there, that's one of those off that Office of Personnel menu, and there, like I said, so they can bring those a couple of more in, maybe, maybe not. We're certainly welcoming them in. So that's why it's, you see, you got Blue Cross, that's our Blue Cross, that's the Arkansas Blue Cross.
Let me run through the five companies that submitted letters of intent here. I think we've got a graphic to pull up on this too. It's the five companies are Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arkansas, Celtic Novasis, also sometimes referred to as Centene, I think, as well. Qualchoice of Arkansas, United Security Life and Health Insurance Company, and then this National Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is a multi-state plan. Tell me why you let one company in past the deadline that you guys had.
You know, it was just it was actually to support the system and the consumers that would benefit from that. They did say that they were very apologetic. They came in a couple of days late. They had to wait till they get a quorum on their board, they said. So that's why they were late. I have some discretion in those areas.
Clearly.
And when it's the best interest of the consumer, I use that discretion.
All right. So explain to me a little bit of the difference between, because I've had this question from some readers and from some viewers and listeners. Explain to me the difference between the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arkansas and the National Blue Cross plan, this multi-state plan. How are they different? What is their connection?
Well, there's certainly an affiliation there because they're Blue Cross. But the National Blue Cross was created to go on the federal employees' health insurance menu. The federal employees have multiple choices of national companies that they can choose from. It's kind of what we're going to have now in the state of Arkansas. And so that's one that the National Blue Cross is one of those. It comes from the Office of Personnel, and these other two that may or may not come are also on that menu. So that's the exception. It's a little bit confusing. I put that National Blue Cross in there to help the consumers realize there's two different companies. Mm-hmm. And we're all familiar with our local Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're the largest writer of health insurance in the state of Arkansas. And the local Blue Cross is domestic only to Arkansas. All they have is Arkansas consumers. The National Blue Cross is in any state that has a federal employee.
I know you're not speaking for them, but perhaps you are in the know on this. Does the Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield not necessarily care for the National Blue Cross?
No, there is an affiliation there. It's their national affiliation. Appropriate question, but from my dealings with both entities, I haven't seen any rub there at this stage.
All right, so we go through a review process now. You have to make sure they meet certain criteria. If they all qualify, Can all of them play in the different regions of the health insurance marketplace?
What the state law that was just passed says that we have to have two companies in each county.
Can you have more than two?
Yes, we would want more than two. Okay. So we have to have two in each county. Some companies, there's seven regions, and they might only apply for two or three. That doesn't mean that they're going to get approval for two or three. We're going to really be negotiating mm-hmm. for the next 2 or 3 weeks to be sure we have the state covered. And, you know, everybody would like, you know, to go to Pulaski County or Central Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas where there's a high population and lots of providers. But we've got to take care of the people in the Delta and in South Arkansas, too. So that's why that's two per county.
Running short on time here. Lots of deadlines coming up. July 31st, October 1st, January 1st, March 31st. You can really pick your deadline that you want to. Do you have any trepidation that deadlines might need to be pushed back to meet some of the requirements?
Well, I don't know. I'll give you the history on that. We've had deadlines all the way through this process, and because of Supreme Court rulings and court cases, the federal government has moved them. In fact, I was criticized over there because I said a deadline was like October 1st. It moves 2 months, and they said, well, you said October. Legislature said, well, you know, you're not being disingenuous, are you? Feds moved it. Now, I don't see any great movement, but it's certainly possible. This is a massive project. We are going to go through an extensive vetting process on these companies. Just because they've applied to come into the state, well, we have a lot of due diligence to do to be sure that we protect our consumers.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, speaking with Jay Bradford, Arkansas's insurance commissioner. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks. Committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.